When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Supervise these nuts, eh? Am I good?
Yeah. Well, are you good? How about you? How about we start the pub with that? Are you good?
I'm always good, bro.
Are you, though? Sometimes I look at you and I think, like...
They always say the guys that laugh and smile the most are the ones that are deep down depressed and want to kill themselves.
That's why Bazinga has the best laugh.
Damn, brother.
Isn't that good? What I've just said there?
I don't know.
Is that not good?
I don't think it's good.
I thought I was just adding on like value to what you said.
You didn't. You actually ruined what I said. I was saying some real shit.
Well, I thought my shit was
real. Well, anyway, I don't think it's true anyway, because I genuinely am just quite a happy person.
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know, lately...
So for me, it doesn't apply.
Lately, I've been saying that you've been less and less active as a friend, you know?
Yeah, I don't need to turn up anymore. I've done my duty.
Yeah. No, but you don't shout anyone to do nothing.
No way, never. I've been there. I've done that. Like, I'm old.
No. But you could be like, hey, let's go to the movies.
No way. Because I, you know what it is? I'd rather go to the movies on my own.
Do you know who the worst
people... I don't want to go on misses.
Do you want to know who the worst people in the world are? And I know that there's some of you lot watching this, right? They always go, my friends never invite me to nothing.
Yeah.
And then I ask them, when was the last time you invited them to something? And they go, but it's not really like that. Like, they're always doing stuff and they just don't invite me.
Yeah.
So, right, okay, next time you be the host, you be the organizer, people, you do that.
There is a downside to that. Some people don't be the organizer. Not everyone can be the organizer, you know what I mean?
But if you're not willing to step into the organizer role, don't complain about not doing stuff.
What if there's like one leader that always makes the plans, but you don't get invited? How do you how do you navigate that?
Well, you say, okay, I'm going to do my shit. I'm going to invite, hey guys, it doesn't have to be that big. Yo, I'm going to go into town.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do whatever it is. And then you drop the invite. Now, if everybody tells you, fuck off, I'm not coming, like you're strange, then you need some new mates.
That was me back in the day, man. I used to be on some crazy shit, man.
What's your thoughts on when
I used to be so loose?
Stop saying stuff like that. You're so weird. No,
you don't understand that. I just loosey-goosey, bro.
Loosey-goosey. Oh, there's these memes, right, that go around on Twitter and I realise I'm that person. You know the person that stands up and says, right, let's rock and roll? That's me.
That's me. I've got them dad jokes in me, you know, like when someone comes in and I'm like, can they let anybody in here now? That's me.
That wasn't even English.
You know, I guess they let anyone
put
in
subtitles
now.
On that.
Nah,
or this one. By the way, how about this one? You see, when you're going into a restaurant, right, and you're asking for the bill, I do that. I don't even say anything. I just put this one up. But I've seen on Twitter that everyone's slagging that off. That's how was you supposed to do a shout like, yo, get me the bill.
Nah, I'm mad rude, man. I start clapping, clicking and shit.
Stand up, stop stamping your feet.
Yeah, where the fuck is that bill? Nah, but for real though, I used to be mad weird when I was younger. I mean, I used to like fantasize about being like the cool kid that walked into the party. So in my head, I'd be like, I'd walk in all mysterious and people are slowly to look at me.
You know, in an alternate universe, you were one of them school shooters, you know. In an alternate universe.
I think, in another life, I fucking was. I was bullied into that. If in America, I probably would have been one.
Yeah, have you seen that in the US now, that you can either buy a clear backpack, right, to show that you ain't got an AR-15 tucked away in there, right? Or you buy a bulletproof backpack. And then I've seen some other tutorial videos, right, of like...
Tutorials of what?
Like the desks are bulletproof, so they're like how to defend yourself in 15 seconds from getting your fucking head blown off, right? And it's just these guys, like they flip their desk over and they hide behind it. And then it's some guy just...
Riot Shield sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like a riot shield, but it's crazy. Your desk. Back in my day, we just used to draw cocks on our desk.
That's true.
God forbid that thing ever had to hold up to bullets. I would have been fucking...
Mate, I remember back in the day, my parents fucking flagged me for searching up interventions on a laptop. They thought I was like in some fucking madness. They thought I was like
on
a little bit of a mad wave.
Know what an intervention is though? Like my mum wouldn't know what an intervention is.
No, because obviously it was Google image search.
So she's clicked to see.
She's clicked it. She's seen fucking one little sniper coming up.
Right.
Should have took that one to her though.
No, I had something crazy lined up there, but I just realised that would not land right.
Well, you know what we should do? I did it on the weekend. We should go paintballing.
Paintballing?
Bro, it was so fun.
I don't like playing paintball with competitive people, man. You lot actually think you're in a game of Call of Duty and it does one nut.
I was like barking orders at people I didn't know.
I
want to
just turn around and just blow one in my own boys'
head. Nah, they were loving it, man.
Shut the fuck up, man. Get out the game. Doing my sweet. Talking about cancel slide. Side cancel.
That's something about guys like Prod, you know, they're just always on that wave.
They're always just barking shit at you.
We played a game of domination. There was six houses and you had to be like, your team had to take the majority of the houses. It was fucking crazy. There was this middle house, yeah.
All of us
boys were in this middle house. Bro.
Now, let me tell you something. Them airsoft donnies or something. One game.
Have you ever seen them videos where it's going on full auto and they're screaming at each other?
Airsoft rage compilations are the best. Is when they've shot someone, they haven't walked.
Yeah.
They just fucking
Hey buddy, I got you.
I snitched on someone to a marshal.
It's a fucking paintball game.
I shot him. It was a fucking beautiful shot round the side of a barrel. I literally get the curvature on the shot.
Oh, shut up, man.
It was unbelievable, I'm telling you.
Bro, things in the movie Wanted.
I told the marshals, like, bro, I've just shot him. Go and check his paint.
They're talking to marshals. I've shot him and he's all gone down.
I said, go and check the paint on his shirt.
I would like to go to like one of those professional little airsoft things, though. It hurts, though, by the way, man.
Fuck airsoft.
Not airsoft or whatever it is, but at the same, you know what I'm talking about. When it's like proper professional and they rock around in teams. But it hurts.
It does hurt.
It does hurt a little bit.
No, something crazy. I'm going to own up to this right now. Maybe this is why I don't like paintball. I went there as a friend's birthday when we were younger. I got hit in the hand and it hurt so much. Mm. I just pretended I fainted. Because I didn't want to do it anymore. And then we went back into school. Literally the next day, everyone was laughing at me because I fainted at paintball. And like, you know how much of an L that was? I just didn't want to do it because it hurt. Right? So I thought the best plan of action there was to faint.
Did you know?
And then I just got cooked at school because then, obviously, the next day I'm uploading Call of Duty commentary videos, acting like the big bollocks, where I'd just been banged in the finger with a paintball.
Yeah, you couldn't hack it.
Did you not get the protective gloves? Because I got the Commando Black Ops pack, and I got a pair of gloves in my pack.
I remember when I was a kid, man, and I went to Alton Towers in like year 8. I was scared of roller coasters. So what I did is, me and my mate went off. You weren't really meant to go without the teacher, but we went off. We went to one of the other roller coasters, went into a shop, bought a medal that said, I rode this ride, came back, and we were like, yeah, we just went on that.
No, you didn't.
We just went, yeah, like, we just came back like, what this, yeah.
I love how that was just the currency of clout back then.
You don't understand, like, people were mind blown.
You went on that?
Yeah, I rode Nemesis and that. Nah, it's nothing.
I did it with no seatbelt.
Yeah, no supervisor. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize.
Anyways, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on. By the way, me and Chip, we were just away the whole of last week. We went to Oman, filmed a little desert video for me. But what we want to do is we went with Randy. So I think when that video comes out, so I imagine like a couple weeks time, we're actually going to film the podcast with Randolph. We'll talk about all that because we got some really cool stories from that whole experience.
Yeah, it's going to be banger.
We'll save on that.
Huh?
Didn't he just vlog the whole thing?
He missed out on all the good. Oh yeah, he did, to be fair. He didn't put any of the good stuff in it.
Yeah, there was loads of stuff that happened and he didn't, but that was quite nice of him because otherwise it just would have been my video via a vlog.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a lot of fun on there. But in the meantime, what been happening, Prod? What did we miss? Because obviously when I was at Oman, by the way, I had full signal in the desert. So see these people that are talking about how like the desert is just like this mad experience. I was watching Netflix and YouTube in the middle of the desert. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's true, man. The signal was good out there.
It was better than what I get in Hackney.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
X videos in the tent. Did you be honest with me?
No, be honest with me. Did you have a wank?
You be honest with me.
I didn't have a wank.
Nah, let me be honest with you. I was in my tent. I started low key like choking.
You know what? On the first night he had his own tent. That's how I know this is
real.
You
know what it is? Like when you roll over and like your leg rubbing against your knob and you're like, ooh. Ooh, I could. Don't tempt me. And you roll back over and the other leg grubs on it and you're like, oh shit, man.
And then when the sand granules get in amongst it and cause the extra friction, that's when you're really winning. What happened though, Prod? What's been going on the internet?
JJ's been accused of being a scammer.
Oh yeah, but it was waffle in the end, weren't it? Oh, let me tell you something actually.
I scammed someone.
Nah. Let me tell you who I bumped into in the club the other night. Cavos.
Where the I've been with you the last whole week. He wasn't in Oman.
No, it was I was out for the missus' sister's birthday, and then it was like, we went to this place where you go at like 4 a.m. or whatever. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a decent spot. And I just saw him there. He's mad tall and turned around. He goes, "You know me." And I'm like, "Yeah."
What is that? What you said?
That's some mad energy.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like in a bad way. I think it was like more because we never met before, and he was kind of just trying to figure out if I knew who he was or
It was like a question rather than like a, "You know me."
We've never spoken, right. So he might probably didn't know if I knew him or not. And I was like, shit, yeah. And then we spoke for a bit. It was just one of them classic cases where he's a nice guy as well.
Yeah.
He's talking about how I said, fair play for taking down your thing. And he was like, yeah, man, I was wrong. It was wrong, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
I respect enough. That. I
just believe
that.
Him. Like, he's not. Integrity. It seems like he believeves in what he's saying. But yeah, I invited him on the pod. I said, come on the pod, bro. Let's chat.
There's top business.
Yeah, JJ won't give a shit.
Well, why don't we have JJ on it as well, and they can just
same time
out.
They can scrap it out.
Yeah,
he was tall though.
He's a big guy. This camera,
at least I remember it, but I was waved. But he was tall.
Yeah. The whole crypto scam thing. It was. I don't know. I need to actually read about it. But what the one thing I will say is that JJ might be one of the most mentally challenged people I've ever met when it comes to cryptocurrency.
Yeah. I'll bet that.
So. It's really tough to, and I do mean this in the nicest way possible to him. I don't think he was capable of pulling off something as simple as a bump and dump.
As CoffeeZilla.
I'll be honest with you. I just don't like, because that means he pumped and dumped on his own friends as well. So, and JJ's like one of the most loyal guys. I don't see how he would have done this.
What's happened then? Did CoffeeZilla take down his?
No, he hasn't taken it down. He's sticking with it. I think at the moment, anyways, there was a guy that came out and like, I saw a little bit, I'll be honest, I didn't read it. It was like 36 page PDF and it was sort of debunking why it wasn't a pump and dump. And then, it was like, oh, okay. Cause they hadn't shown some of the times that JJ had actually bought the currency. Like JJ trades stuff. I think something people need to understand about JJ is like, he is the most impulsive person you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking like, oh, one day he'll just wake up. I'm talking like down to like hours, like 1 hour when we were really into cryptocurrency during what was called like the bull run.
Yeah.
He would come to me in 1 hour and be like, bro, this is the next thing. Literally an hour later, he'll be there like, nah, it's actually trash. Like
found financial freedom.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those. It's one of those things. I don't know enough about all this sort of stuff to go into it. But I'll be honest. If there is something bad that happened, I'm like 99% sure that JJ didn't mean for that to be the case. So let's just.
What
put it
I don't
like that.
Get about this is obviously CoffeeZilla said about this Zach ZBT guy. He was waiting for JJ to tweet off the account. Why did JJ need to tweet off that account for him to expose it?
Yeah,
that's what he was saying. Yeah. He said, "Oh, he was waiting for the."
Him to log
the
back in.
Almost.
Yeah. I don't like, I'm not too sure what it is. Maybe he just thought, oh, JJ's given up on crypto, so there's no need to bring it up. Like, it's kind of what happened. And then when he saw him come back, he was there like, oh, I'm going to let people know that he did this. I don't actually know. But yeah, there's just a lot of conflicting back and forth going back between the two stories. So it is what it is.
It's just long, isn't it, man? Like,
so long.
All this was happening. Honestly, I was looking at memes and stuff on
it. Yeah, my Twitter feed right now is actually
stinks, bro.
What? Life stinks.
No, but in the sense that like I don't do anything. You know, when I get home, like what am I doing?
Yeah, what
when
do
I'm
you
not
do?
Working.
What
am
do
I
you
doing?
Do?
Nothing.
You know what's funny? Today I woke up.
I need to do
and I got
hobbies.
That, you know, that Osmo camera that I've been harping on about. I got it and I was there like, bro, today I'm just gonna vlog.
Yeah.
I was there like, I might not even post a video. But I just want to have the feeling about making more content.
Yeah.
Because that's what I have really lack at the moment.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't make enough. So I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I got the camera. I said, I'm going to make it. And then the first thing, the camera's out of battery.
Yeah.
And I'm there like, oh, right. Anyway, so I get a bit of charge in it. I'm there like, this is exactly the type of shit. Like normal me would have looked at this and gone, fuck, I'm not doing it today. But I said, nah, don't be that guy. Charge it and let's film some shit. Ask me what I filmed today, Chip.
Go on, what you film?
Nish.
Good, because
I ain't filmed nothing.
That'll be the last vlog I ever watch. I swear to God. I want to see you vlog though.
Maybe I'm not gonna lie. I have a feeling in my deepest chest that I would make good vlogs.
Do you reckon?
I actually do.
It has to be like raw though. That's the wave.
Yeah, it is. It is the
Randy's
wave.
Randy's
right
wave
now.
Is working in it like that. Just fucking chat bollocks. Actually, just show the day with unedited.
I can do that, man. I can be that. But I also I'd like to do it more on like TikTok. Like YouTube sits there. But
why don't you, bro?
you're right, man. I got too many excuses. I hate excuses. Actually,
to be fair, why don't you just record it, edit it. Don't put it out on YouTube. Put it out on TikTok landscape.
Really? You think doing it on TikTok landscape?
Why not? Just fuck around. Like, you don't give a shit about your TikTok.
Yeah. No.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, maybe I will do
but
that.
I just give you the key to financial freedom.
Okay, so how do I stop premature ejaculation?
Shit, you don't, because I still be doing that too.
Do you reckon you actually can ever get rid of premature ejaculation, or just like you find out ways to manage it? Because realistically, edging. No one can have pleasurable, like entirely pleasurable, like that kind of sweet spot moment which makes you nut, yeah, for like a longer period of time ever. It's always going to be a short period of time. You just find out ways
to make...
to
you?
What?
What's short to you?
I reckon I average a good like...
Nah, not even what you average. What do you think is a short amount of time?
Like a 5 minute...
Parole.
Nah, that's
we're in different leagues, bro. I knew it. That's why I asked a question. Because this guy's in a different league. For me, 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
That's even good, bro.
But are you talking from start to
sometimes
finish?
Sometimes I'll go for 1 minute and be like, damn, I did good job. That's just cocaine,
hey, Sabina,
man.
I did good job. You like that one, yeah. Yeah, man. 2 minutes, I did good job.
Yeah, but you know, like for real though, like
I look, the average type in average.
It's got to be
set.
four minutes.
No, I think it's like three minutes, you know. I swear I read this. By the way, here's another little fun fact I found out. Zoella talks about sex toys.
She talks
about
it.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Yeah.
3 to 7 minutes.
3 to 7 minutes. See, I actually do think.
I think I'm within the average.
From the moment you slip your chopper in there.
Yeah.
I would say I'm about average.
I reckon
maybe 10 minutes.
From the moment the thought was, you know, it became a thought that you were going to have sex, that's when it starts.
No way.
Nah,
you
man,
wish.
Come on, you got to start giving yourself more credit, man. Because when you start getting bricked up, you're pretty much already fucking doing it.
Nah, no way.
You've just got to kind of ride the wave, though.
I'm just trying to get extra minutes in there, man. I really need them.
Extra
what,
reps.
What if I nut and stay in there for ages? Because sometimes I do
that. Can you?
Like a microwave.
There are some people, I know one guy, I won't say his name, that can... like do rounds.
No.
Like literally, like
I need to wait a
bang,
full week.
No, you know.
I'm
not even joking. I think my reload time like at least an hour, at least two.
Mine is at least a day.
Yeah,
a day.
But
do
you know
not,
what?
I'll be like, don't even talk to me now. I'm going to the other room.
Don't even look at me. Yeah. I'm disgusted by my own.
I'll put my headphones on, my 3D glasses, and I'll be playing on fucking Xbox.
Here, the other thing that I see, right, and the reason why I ask that question is because sometimes I'll be scrolling my timeline, and then someone will just pop up and it says like, when he goes like 5 rounds in one night, and I'm there. It's like, what do you mean 5 rounds in one night?
Nah.
That's not possible, right?
It's crazy.
There's nobody out there that's doing. Have you put 5 times in one night?
I've never done 5 rounds, but everyone has them times where it's like gone on for a fucking long old time.
Yeah. You can have like one long round.
Yeah.
That's fine. I get that. Everybody has that, yeah. But you trying to tell me you're nutting 5 times?
Yeah, it's crazy. Nah, I've probably done that back in like my younger days. When you first start like doing it.
Really?
Yeah. But now it's like, I need to regain my testosterone. I'll tell her I need to go on Call of Duty to kill some people to like get manly again.
I like how going playing video games with other men gets you bricked up again.
No, it just like refills your nuts.
Damn.
What's the longest you've porked for then?
No, probably.
No, there's times where it just straight up, like, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, and then you just have to give up.
No, okay, right. So the longest you've porked for where you know it is happening, but you've just, like, kept it going for a long period of time and you've just
like
been
an
on
hour.
A performance.
I feel like maybe, I don't know.
Let me tell you, the time that that's happened would be when I was peppered.
Mm.
And the idea of time is just fucked to me.
Yeah, and so then ones where you're changing rooms as well, because, you know, you need, it's like 5 minute setup time.
Yeah, let me put the tripod over here. And Randolph, if you just sit in the corner over there. would you ever introduce that swinger life? Do you think that's what that happens on cruises?
Nah, man, I'm going celibate. Just the idea of it all is too much, eh? Bodily fluids. Blech. Get me away from that shit.
What are you talking about?
Bro,
sometimes you just talk some mad stuff.
No, but now we just spoke about it too much. It's just grossed me out a bit.
You just need to, should we talk about something else?
Yeah. Right, let me tell you something. Proddy. All right. This is crazy. On a plane, right?
Oh my God.
No, hear me out. So when I go on a plane, right? I started realizing that I was doing the wrong thing. It tells you on the toilet to not flush anything down the toilet. So obviously I wipe my ass, yeah.
This,
and the shitty tissue, I put it in the bin.
Bro, okay.
No, it says on the toilet, nothing to go down the toilet. So I started.
Yeah, maybe like fucking like.
Yeah, like don't put your goggles down
there. Has a picture of tissue. So no tissue down the toilet.
Yeah, they're talking about like when you've washed your hands, like with the kitchen towel feeling shit. You know what this guy, so this all came from, by the way, we're on a flight to Dubai. He comes and sits down and he's there like, yeah, I put the tissue in the bin bit, in the bin bit, but it's kind of like half hanging out. I don't know what to do. And I'm there like, you put the tissue where? You put your ass tissue where? And he's there like, yeah, just there. And they're like, bro, it goes down the toilet. He's there like, no, there's a sign. I'm there like, no, that's so you don't put your fucking iPhone down there and shit like that.
No, there's a sign.
And he was there like, he'd told me for years, and every single plane he's been putting his shitty toilet paper into the bin. And they're like, bro, you're stinking up the entire toilet.
You know what? At least I fold them inwards.
You're like, I'm doing everyone a favor here.
It's just like in case like the attendant comes and pulls the bag out and I don't want her to see my shit.
Yeah, because it's not supposed to go in there.
Nah,
that's disgusting.
That's actually a biohazard, what you've done, because you're not supposed to put like poo in a fucking bin.
Yeah,
that's what sanitary bins are for, because people can catch AIDS. If you had it, you could catch AIDS.
You could have given someone
poo.
AIDS, bro.
Fuck, well, obviously I don't have AIDS though. But
you don't even know that. You don't even know where to put the toilet paper.
It was a genuine mistake. Wait. You know what's crazier? Because you know what's crazy? If I'm doing it, that means there are a couple other.
No, there's not, Chip. Nobody misunderstood the instructions like
no,
you.
No, because it doesn't say no. It doesn't say words. It just shows a picture of a hand with a tissue saying no. So I've gone, right. So I can't put my tissue in the toilet then, because I might block it up. And imagine a blocked up toilet. I don't want to do that for the plane. So I just fold them up, you know, slip them into the bin.
How are you trying to normalize this?
I'm not trying to normalize it. I'm just...
That's sickening. The fact that you've put your shitty ass all over these things is mental.
Did you lot see that video of the guy telling his missus that she's giving him AIDS?
Nah.
There's a video going around on TikTok and Twitter and stuff.
Is it real?
It's this American guy comes home. Yep. He blurs his girlfriend's face out. He's basically like, I've just come back from the doctors and I've got HIV.
Ooh.
And she's just like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, you've obviously given it to me because I've not fucked anyone else.
Ooh,
and then it's just like, she just doesn't seem to like respond. It's just a fucking creepy shit.
What if she didn't know about it though?
Well, I mean,
is it one of those things that can fly under the radar?
I don't know. Like, does it like, yeah, I have no idea. You're going to have to hit a little Google on that, brother.
Let me show you the video.
Damn, that's crazy. Because a lot of the time there are these situations where people don't even know they have it. Or do they? Maybe they do know. Guy tells... it's Theo. I should popped up with Theo. Typed in, guy gives girlfriend HIV and Theo Baker's face
line
is popped up.
Line ranking all-time prem strikers. He got cooked for that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Man tells his girlfriend he has HIV. Is this it?
No, that's not the one I saw.
Don't worry about it. Well, I think we got it.
Pretty That's, wild.
That is absolutely nuts. Well, I got a question for you then.
What? Do you die?
No, it's manageable now. Yeah, yeah, with the right medicine.
You can just live.
You can just live, yeah. Which is pretty sad. But I got a question for you. In that scenario, if your other half came to you and they were genuinely there like, I straight up did not know I had this. I've got it. By the way, how do you give it to somebody?
Just porking.
Yeah.
What, like normal porking?
I'm pretty sure unprotected sex. I could be misinformed here, but I don't even think you need to like exchange fluids.
Quick, quickly just look here because
I think it's only for
I think I thought it, this is why I like gay people, or is that just like a bad stereotype?
No, that is because anal sex, I think.
How is HIV transmitted? There, basic information, top left. Yeah, here we go. Through unprotected anal, vaginal and oral sex.
Okay, so it's everything.
Oh, by sharing injecting equipment.
Wow. from her mother
yeah,
to
yeah, so from baby.
Well,
that's pretty bad. Okay, so is it mainly through, so why was it so prevalent in the gay community?
I know
then?
Why. It's because they didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were having unprotected anal sex during that period because the whole thing with people wrapping up, they thought it was just to not get pregnant. And obviously two blokes can't impregnate each other. So they were just having unprotected sex, porking bareback, and then
catching
it and spreading it about.
Fair enough, man.
I remember that. I actually watched a movie recently on the sort of epidemic.
Yeah.
Of it, and it was all about in the gay community and everything. It was very sad.
Did you watch that TV series as well?
I forget it. It was very sad though. I remember getting a little emotional at the end.
Yeah. There was that TV series with the geezer from Years and Years.
Right.
That was huge, like 2 years ago.
Speaking of TV and movies on the topic, the BAFTAs happened last night.
Yeah.
You watch any of it?
I didn't watch it.
I did, yeah.
I know that fucking Oppenheimer just sweeped it. And
Oppenheimer cleaned up.
It didn't sweep as many as I thought it would.
Yeah.
It didn't win an adaptation or adaptive screenplay or whatever that was. It missed out on a couple.
Yeah, it was really good. I'll tell you what, I need to watch. Is it The Zone of Transmission or something?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I need to watch that. Something like that. Transmission of the Zone or something like that.
Yeah, because that won a few.
Zone of Interest.
Zone of Interest, sorry. I don't know where I got Transmission from.
Is that about the Holocaust?
It's not English, is it? It's not an English speaking film.
Anyways, I need to watch this.
At least I don't think.
Oh, I didn't realize it was A24.
Is it? Because I swear it won the award for best non-English film. But I could be way off there. I have fucking no clue.
But yes, it won. So I wanted to see that one. I've seen Poor Things. Emma Stone won an award for that. That looked pretty good as well.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Although I've watched clips from Poor Things and I'm just not sure it actually does appeal to me.
My friend told me the other day it was the best film he's seen in 5 years. And I hadn't heard that high.
Wow.
Yeah, though. So I am going to watch it now, obviously. Yeah. I was going to watch it anyway.
All right.
I'll get around to it.
And also that All of Us Strangers, is it, with Paul Mescal? That's been like highly rated and stuff.
Have you heard about the rumor about this Paul Mescal guy? What he does is once he shags a bird, he takes him for a walk around Hampstead Heath and then runs away from him.
Wait, really?
Yeah, seriously.
Why?
That's actually, type that in really quickly.
I thought you were about to drop a pun or something.
No. He takes him for a walk around Hampstead Heath and then just runs away from them.
Why, though?
And it's supposedly just like a thing that girls have come out and said, yeah, like once he porks you, this is just what he does.
Running away on date. The center of urban
myth. Yeah, at the center. Okay, so here we go. Paul Mescal at the center of the urban myth, which claims he picks up women in bars and sprints away from them while on a walk the next morning. Could you imagine that? You're just on a walk like, oh, wow, I've had such a lovely night with you. Let's go for a little walk. And then you turn around and he's just 10 toes. He's just in the distance running up the hill.
Would you say he's the most eligible bachelor at the moment?
What does that mean?
Like, he's like the guy that every girl wants to fuck because he's single.
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah, mate, he is...
You know what? It was interesting. At the BAFTA, they kept panning to him, and I didn't really get why.
Mm.
Not in a bad way, I'm sure.
He's good looking lad.
He is a good looking lad, but I don't know. Like in my head,
a little picky of him.
That's him there.
He's got that masculinity.
Do you think
he's got like that testosterone? You know, he smells, but like it's a sort of smell that I'm getting too.
Well, it's like a pheromone. Like them pheromones are cooking.
He's got nice legs, man.
Yeah, he got a nice quad on him for sure.
But you know what you were saying ages ago, Cal, about your missus liking it when you stink a bit?
Yeah.
He's the sort of bloke that I imagine stinks, but like girls don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he does stink. Shout out to him if he stinks, though. Paul, you're more than welcome to come on the pod. We'd love to chat to you about this whole thing. I think it's fascinating.
I'd love to smell him.
Yeah, I want to sniff him too.
For real. We haven't had an actor on yet, have we?
No, we haven't actually. We do need to do that.
Stephen fucking Graham.
Get the goat on it.
I would love to have him on, man. You guys know I'm a big fan of Boiler Room.
Well, look, if he's...
What's the name of it? Boiling Point.
Come on, man. Respect it.
Him and Fred again just absolutely ripping it up.
For the bear.
Another thing on the topic of movies is actually the Sidemen Netflix documentary. Well, put your hands up in the room if you've seen
it. Shock. Oh, why did I know that you just wouldn't have watched it?
I actually, well, to be fair, me and Chip were both away.
I've been away, so
you've been back all weekend.
I've not had the chance, bro. You know
what we're
what
busy,
happened?
You know?
I got back.
Come off it, man.
Slept for like 12 hours.
Went on a night out with Kavos.
See my whoop. Went on a night out. What else was I on? Went to Butmore. Dropped a little second place.
Yeah, what's with you and being the Mr. Almost?
It's just one of them ones. The guy,
like you're almost.
He had
always
the edge on me. I didn't even qualify in the front row, though. So I qualified fourth. But let's just know I was first by the second corner.
You were.
There's a video of it. I'm waiting for them to post it because the guy who does the content at Butmore Park was, uh-huh, came up to us like, yo, I'm filming it today. So I saw him filming the start line.
Will
like,
has a little
please.
Bit.
Yeah, but his is like, I'm already ahead.
Oh, okay.
I need to see me like slip through the middle like a little penis.
Slippery cock.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was good.
But yeah, look, the Simon Netflix over me, by the way, massive shout out to these boys. Absolutely class from them, to be fair. The fact that they're on Netflix. I tell you what does stink, though, the fact that it's only available in the UK.
Is it actually?
Now, this is a Netflix thing. They didn't want to make it go. Maybe they didn't think that it would be like that it would be sort of suitable for their wider
not
thing.
Not to do that though. It doesn't. Does it cost them anything?
Even if it stinks in other countries, does it matter?
You got to remember. You got to think of it as each pixel on the screen is real estate for them.
Yeah.
So they have to maximize their worth. And I guess maybe they just don't think that the Sidemen are worth like US Netflix real estate. Right?
Maybe they have.
But the response they've had, it went to number one in the UK.
Yeah.
It was like trending number one. Like surely that is enough to be there. Like guys, just stick it on.
I don't
on
know.
The US,
maybe there was some copyright stuff as well. They'd have to get extra bits for different countries.
Nah.
I don't know.
I think just straight up. Let's hope that they put it on.
Or maybe
globally.
They're just saving it for another release in different countries. More hype.
I hope so.
Extend the hype.
Who knows? By the time this comes out tomorrow, it could be announced it's global. So we won't spend too much time talking about it. But I did feel a little bit bad. But hey, look, we've promoted VPNs on here before. Check them out. You'll be able to watch it.
So neither of you have watched it yet?
No.
Look, I'll be honest. I actually have no intention of watching it. And I'll tell you
at
why.
At least you're honest.
No. Whoa. Stanley's laughing. I'm not saying that it's bad or anything. It's because I've been told that I'm in it quite a few times. And
I really,
it's a serious documentary. And I don't like watching myself talk about like my friends in a serious manner like that.
Really? Yeah. Does it make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, man. Like when they were talking,
asking
me the
conversation
question,
you've got to have with yourself in the mirror, you know, brother.
No, but it's not about me because I can talk about it, no problem. Yeah. I just don't like watching it back.
Why? What are you scared of?
By the way, I've got such bad hay fever, man. My nose is so itchy, so please forgive me. But what am I scared of? I'm not scared of it. I just think I know all the stories in here. I don't know why. I find it uncomfortable.
How long is it?
Hour 40, I think.
Fair enough. I will get around to watching it.
It is good. And I thought my favourite parts of it definitely were the bits about Josh. I found those really interesting.
Yeah.
Like him opening up about all of his like anxiety and stuff, but also about how much he gets involved and how much he actually runs it all. I didn't realise that.
I'm more excited to see how well of a production it is.
It is great.
Yeah, that's why I want to see how
I'll be honest with you. I've spoken to most people and I asked them like straight up that you can say your honest opinion, and they say honestly it's a class documentary.
Oh really?
Like it's really good.
I'm excited.
And the other thing that I know as to why it is actually really good is because Sidemen, while they were filming this whole thing, they knew it was being filmed and they were honestly quite skeptical about it.
Oh.
And they were on the verge of just being like nah, this kind of stinks, da 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 da. They went to watch it and they all came out and saying it was way better than they thought it was going to be, and they're really happy with it.
I like
and I know if those boys, because they're really difficult to please, and so if they're happy with it, then I know it's a good documentary.
Watch the one with a missus.
Yeah, it will. Maybe I should watch it. I don't know. My missus already watched it though, so maybe I don't need to. But
she's proud of you?
I don't know. There's nothing to really be proud of though. Like,
you're on Netflix, bro.
No, that is cool. That is cool. My mum texts me saying, I've just watched Simon documentary. Like,
yeah.
Cool to see you
you're
there.
On Netflix, yeah.
And that is cool to say I am on Netflix. So thank you to the Simon boys for having me. I don't know if it was even their choice to have me in that thing, but thank you to the production for having me because it's pretty special that
you might be on Netflix again this Friday.
Do we actually think that this is going to be?
Is it going to happen?
It'll be part of a montage.
I feel, yeah, but even still, I'll take that, man, because it would be. I feel like on it would
tell what people.
Okay, so people, if you're wondering about, obviously, when we had Oscar Piastri on last season of the Fellas podcast, Drive to Survive film crew came with him, and we did sign documents. I think we signed them before we started filming. And it was a decent sized crew. I think like two cameramen, we were mic'd up, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be a waste if there, I imagine there's going to be an episode dedicated to Oscar Piastri coming in as a rookie, that kind of stuff. What adjusting to life as the newest F1 driver on the grid, all that stuff. It would be a waste for us to not be in there for 1 second.
Yeah, I think I'm with Proddy. It might just be like a real flash.
Yeah, it'll be like a.
I didn't realize you were mic'd up though, because obviously I wasn't here.
Yeah, we were.
I didn't realize that.
I think it will be like, if we are in.
I don't know. I also think I can only imagine a massive thing like that, and just the amount of stuff they must film to then just completely can it. Like, they would have filmed it, and then it comes to the actual edit process of it, and they're like, this just doesn't fit right now.
From a marketing perspective, it would be smart to include it, because it's likely then we'll post about it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Maybe, yeah.
You can, if you've got a choice between a shot of us and another shot that just doesn't have any creators in it, one gets posted, one doesn't.
Yeah, fine.
From that sense, it would make
sense. Well, stay tuned, guys. Yeah. I'm sure if you're locked into our socials, we'll be able to, you'll see it. We'll post a screenshot or whatever. I also do have a slight feeling, though, that they maybe would have told us by now if we were going to be in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's what
get
I
my hopes up
for
fucking niche, eh?
Yeah, but on the topic of the Sidemen documentary, there are a few other bits. Obviously, you had the Josh anxiety stuff, but there was also a bit about Harry not knowing whether he wants to like continue it or like sack it all off. And I heard a few people talking about it, and there was somebody on TikTok that did a review of the documentary. She said it was like the best creator-based documentary she's watched.
Really?
It wasn't like a Sidemen fan. It was somebody outside of it. Just, and they were there like, she's watched a lot of creator documentaries and they usually fall short of the mark. And she said this one was really good.
Yep.
And then in the comments, people were like, there was like a bit of a Q&A going back and forth. And one of the things they said was, they're like, oh, what was like one of your takeaways from it in terms of like the individual members of Sidemen? She was there like, I'm pretty sure Harry's probably going to sack it off pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
And I was there like, what? Because that came as a real surprise to me. I don't get the vibe that Harry wants to sack it off at all. Do you?
Not really. I mean, what would he do if he did sack it off?
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
He don't
go traveling.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, but he could still do that. Like he already travels a lot at the moment.
I guess maybe he... Yeah, what would he do if he wasn't a Sidemen? Because he don't upload. So maybe golf channel just...
Yeah. I don't know. If he was to sack it all off, I think, because he, it has to be said that he naturally is a very creative minded person. And what I will say is that when it comes to the Sidemen content, he doesn't necessarily have that level of control, or he probably doesn't get to express himself creatively as he was growing up. Like when he was making those FIFA videos, people think, oh, just FIFA videos. But you have to remember, he literally changed the game of FIFA videos. He had this very obvious editing style. Mm-hmm. He was a very creative guy, very talented at that. And I think with the Sidemen stuff, he doesn't necessarily get the opportunity for that to shine through. So the only possible reason why I could think that he would leave that is if he had a particular project that he really wanted to work on and was super passionate about, but the time that the Sidemen is taking to do stuff means that he wouldn't be able to do it. But I don't know what that project would be. That
maybe it'd just be going back to the main channel, doing his own thing.
Maybe it would be, but I don't know. I was really surprised when I saw that on there. What was he like in the documentary?
It was very much like they did the round table thing where they all looked at the moments, they watched bits back and they discussed it. And it was very much that he said, I just hate what I'm doing here right now. Like they were saying, oh, what would you change? He's like, stuff like this. And basically just not slagging it off in a negative way, but just being really honest, saying, I hate all of the non-creative bullshit that comes with this job.
I can understand that, because for him, he has always said, though, he doesn't like doing anything that isn't him and the boys messing around on camera.
Yeah, that's fair enough, man.
You're kind of the same though.
Yeah, a little bit.
You like just making the videos. I like doing the videos. You don't the bullshit around it.
I like pissing around. And any time where you come to me with these offers about we can do tour and this and that, I'm like, nah, please fucking no.
Yeah.
But that's just a little bit because I get like a little bit nervous in those situations and I prefer to avoid them.
Yeah, but I think that's probably similar
sometimes
to Harry.
Sometimes it's good
though.
To do though. It's
a fine balance though, isn't it? Because it's like with Harry, Sidemen's already massive.
Yeah.
Harry going that extra mile to, let's say, do these public appearances, I don't think changes the size of the Sidemen. It maybe gives people more what they want in terms of like a personal setting. But like you doing a tour, let's say, as a different example, that elevates the podcast to different countries. That elevates it to a different size.
No, but you could even say, you know how in the round table, but he's like, he don't like doing that here. Well, that's for a production going on Netflix. That is about growing the brand.
Yeah, so and to be fair, like when Harry's not there, it's going to be, people be like, where the fuck is Harry? He's like,
it's an all or nothing thing, really, isn't
people
it?
People love him, so.
Yeah, so I was surprised to see that anyways. There was a couple, obviously you had the Ethan situation. We've spoken about that before. I think when we had Ethan actually on the podcast, we spoke to him about that as well, either in the first or second time that he was on. But
has he been on twice? First and last episodes of season one, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think so. But he actually, if you've watched Ethan's own documentary, then he goes into that. He speaks about that.
The marathon one, yeah.
I think it's in the marathon one. There's already been like a high production value thing. And it spoke about his mental health struggles back then.
Yeah.
So that one, that's not like a predictable thing, but we kind of knew that they were going to be talking about it. I think people knew a lot about that. The Josh bit not a lot of people know about that. I know about that, but not because he told me, but because I remember watching the video in which I think Toby's asking him, like, what's something that nobody else knows that is a real secret?
Yep.
And usually if in a normal YouTube video, you kind of just waffle your way out of it. You just chat nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. You just come up with some bullshit. Yeah. You're there like, oh, one time I sucked my own cock, like something normal like that, right? But he actually goes and says, oh, I get like panic attacks in the shower thinking about death, or it was something along those lines anyways.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I have really bad anxiety.
I knew about that. I didn't know about the panic attacks, but I did know he was scared of death.
Yeah.
I'd heard about it.
So it was interesting to hear that side of things. And I'm amazed that people don't understand how much Josh is involved in just the decision making assignment. To me, that seems very clear, but I guess not.
It is if you know production, but also at the same time, because he doesn't possess himself as like someone that needs to be front and center of like the limelight, people can easily forget, because ultimately people always just remember the one that's like the light's brightest on them, if that makes sense. Like Josh, he's happy to sit into the background, do the hard graft, and then just sort of like get on with it, really, it feels like.
Was there anybody in there that you wanted to see more of?
To be fair, it gave a good balance to all of them, I think. I don't know, it's a bit different because I feel like I know a lot of like the behind the scenes guys,
you know,
and stuff like that. Yeah. So
what would you give the documentary out of 10?
Am I comparing it to other documentaries in a similar field or just documentaries as a whole?
Documentaries as a whole. Let's stack them up against the big boys.
I'm going to give it a 10, being like an Invictus level doc sort of thing.
Icarus.
Is it Icarus? Icarus, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 8.2.
That's very good.
That is good.
That's a solid. I in my head, I thought you were going to say 7.
Icarus is
doping.
The cycling one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and that for me, you're right, is the best documentary in the world. That is a 10.
Shit, man. You ain't playing no games, Prod.
A free solo.
You really enjoyed it.
Free solo is unbelievable. I would give that close to a 10 too. Those are probably two of my favorite documentaries ever.
Free solo,
and maybe amazing. Blackfish is up there too.
That's good. That's good.
The one about SeaWorld. You got any documentaries?
You showed me that. I don't fuck with fish like that though. No, but for real, fish are aliens. Anyway. Yeah, that was good. Chat. Yeah,
cool.
I'm excited to watch it. I'll probably go. I will watch it in the next week or so.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah. And I'm moving flat, so I got a busy week. Got packing all this stuff.
I thought you were saying that I'm moving flat, like you're staying low key. But you're actually moving flat.
Yep.
That's big news.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
You're excited.
Yep. You know how I'd be. I'm going to have a bowling alley in my gaff.
Is that actually what it is? How much are you going to be paying a month now?
$5,000 a month.
That's actually crazy, you know.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't, I already pay close to that anyway.
Yeah. That's disgusting though.
Actually, don't say it's disgusting because it's close to what you pay. You pay.
No, I know, I know. But the fact that you're
actually
moving.
No, it's not even five. It's 4.7.
Cool. What's the postcode of it?
Obviously, we have a lot of listeners that desperately want the Fellas Mysteries back. So I thought today we'd give them a little taste of true crime.
All right, all right. I still love true crime.
You guys both wouldn't have been on TikTok much the last week, but this has gone incredibly well.
I told you,
Oman had
better Wi-Fi than here.
But okay, have you heard about the Clark family case?
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
All right, so essentially, I'll let you read it off on the screen.
Gotcha.
All right, in October 14th, 2023, the Clark family, consisting of Jonathan, Melissa, and their young son, Bobby, vanished without a trace from the home in Massachusetts. Have I said that right?
Yep.
As days turned into weeks, there was no sign of the Clark family. Local authorities expanded their search to the surrounding areas. It wasn't until November 5th, 2023, this mystery took a bizarre turn. In the family's own backyard, a small cube of bricks was discovered. A drawing was discovered in the back of an abandoned car not far from their family home. The drawing displayed a very intricate blueprint of three bodies hidden inside a brick cube. They later returned to the brick cube in the back of the Clark's family home to discover the three bodies tightly concealed inside. This drawing was drawn by Jonathan, the father.
And then that is, this is the drawing.
Oh my God. Go.
This cube, by the way, is mental. So now the three bodies were tightly concealed in there.
I don't.
Is that including the father?
Yes.
Have they?
It's like a puzzle cube almost.
Yeah.
So my thing about this is, right, if you look at the actual image on the thing, the drawn one, how does the head even really fit?
Where is
the third person? I clearly see 1, 2. I don't really see number three.
They like dislocated the bodies to get them into this position?
Yeah, and I don't like from the top, there seems to be like a cube that's like half cut out. It just seems really weird. And also, like, why?
I would hate that, man. I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is die in a cube.
No, who put them in there then?
Well, the cube was done by the father, no?
Yeah, but he's dead in there as well.
All right. Well,
maybe it's some sort of suicide box.
It's like a team, Suicide Squad.
Except it's just a family.
No, but he's obviously done it to everyone and then gone.
I'll jump in as well. Look cozy in there. You got any room in there?
There are people out there that they kill their whole family and then kill themselves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
But you can't move yourself into a brick cube once you're dead.
Yeah, you can. You can put yourself in the brick cube and then suffocate yourself.
Yeah. It's not the worst shout, you know, Chip. Anyways, look, some people are saying that this case is fake and completely AI generated. Now, what I will say is, if this is AI generated and completely fake, then true crime is about to get two things. One, a lot messier. Right, the fact that people can just come up with this sort of stuff, they're going to start taking real cases and mixing it with AI. And then the second thing is, true crime's also about to get a lot more exciting.
Well, even if it is AI generated, right? Like, a human could have just come up with that.
Yeah, that's why it's AI.
They're saying that the pictures regarding the case are AI generated.
But the actual case is real.
No. It's a made up story.
Okay.
However, that this family photo is all AI generated image. So this family doesn't exist.
I could see that.
Because people started looking up obituaries and things like that, reports, and there's nothing.
Wow. That's kind of cool, man. Maybe we should bring back Fellas Mysteries, but every case is just fake.
Let's do it, man.
There's not an ounce of actual true crime. It's just crime.
We'll start with 9/11.
Fake crime. Huh?
We'll start with 9/11, eh?
Come on, bro. You know, we're already ahead of that game. We actually got it figured out, but we just ain't telling no one yet.
Bro, I used to watch 9/11 videos that like used to convince me that the planes were missiles.
Well, they were, if you think about it. Just like one big missile.
It'll be like this guy zooming into like a pixel of the plane going, look at that, man. You want to see that? An ordinary plane. That's a missile.
On an aircraft.
We've all watched those YouTube ones.
Yeah, but I love them. I've seen all the, and they're all like exactly 41 minutes long. Yeah,
Illuminati, Rihanna videos and stuff like that from her music video where she turns into like a devil goat and all that.
Here's a fun stat about Rihanna.
Yep.
She hasn't released something in absolute donkeys. She's still the fourth most streamed on Spotify. How crazy is that?
I'll still be listening to her. Shut up and drive.
She's her.
Did you lot see?
Shut up and drive, drive, drive. I'm breaking dishes up in here all night. Uh-huh.
Did you lot see that clip of Andrew and Tristan Tate on their podcast saying about how Ice Spice is a devil worshipper?
Yeah, because she's wearing the upside down cross.
Yeah, she was doing Super Bowl. The like signs and stuff, right?
He called her out, and it's so funny because Andrew's obviously like going on this big like rant about her, and then Tristan's just going and then just like ad-libbing and just backing him up like a backup dancer.
Yes, sir.
Fucking fan.
Let's have a look. By the way, I don't really I know I'm going to get cooked here, but I don't really understand the Ice Spice hype. I don't really get it.
With you,
I'm not really understanding it.
I guess they just love her music.
Nah, but they don't though. They like the brand.
The Ice Spice brand.
The Ice Spice brand. And I'm just not like the music's like okay, it's pretty catchy.
Nah, that's it for me. Get me an ironing board, man.
What are you talking about?
You know
what, so you can iron your clothes or
no. You know, get me a straight plank.
Yeah.
I'm on that spec stuff. I want a Toshiba.
You want a Toshiba. I understand. Look,
talking of a girl that everyone's loving at the moment, though, Sydney Sweeney. You seen all them memes?
The memes.
Seen it all,
My God. Sydney Sweeney, has been living that like brand of person for time now. People have been onto Sydney Sweeney ever since. What was the thing that she broke through on? I forget what it is.
Euphoria.
But like they've taken the dog barking memes to a new level on here, man. It is absolutely.
I love the dog barking.
Now, Sydney Sweeney, like Stan Twitter, is a different breed, man. These lot, wow.
Yeah, well,
some
she's just in that new movie, isn't she? And it's like a rom com or something.
Now we need to talk about. No. It's called like Miss Webb.
No,
Madam Webb.
I'm thinking of Madam Webb.
Madam Webb. She's in that.
Is she?
Yeah.
No, she is.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
And it's been voted one of the worst movies ever. And I'm going to go watch it.
Is she just like...
Why are you going to go watch it?
I need to go watch it. Because that will just add fuel to my fire for hatred for this type of movie.
Yeah, but like they make stinkers. Don't worry about it. That's not part of what we're on.
Is it just like a bird version of Spider-Man?
A what version?
A bird version, like a girl version.
A lady, you like.
Lady, come on, Prod, have some fucking respect.
Respect, girls.
Jesus Christ. You make our job so difficult.
I know. Unbelievable.
Have you seen the video where she's there like, I'm just a blonde with big tits?
That's not true.
And bro, simping so bad.
You're more than that.
That's not true. She's not blonde. No, that's when she. That is the joke that I'm talking about. But she makes that joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good bit of viral marketing right there from her.
Now there's the one of some guy on Twitter basically saying like, if this was anywhere outside of America and Eastern Europe and Russia, she'd be a six.
And then people are just all in the comments like, oh yeah, rock up to Moscow, pal, see what's going on.
Yeah. They're like, they said something like, oh, in Poland, like she's an 8 out of 10. In the Moscow subway, she's a 5 out of 10.
That's crazy, like, by the way. That's like, the perviest what? Shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. Anyways, look. She's look, as far as I'm concerned, she's in Madam Web, and that's a stinker of a film. Oh wait, so the lead in that is, what's her name?
Dakota Johnson.
Yes. You see, you know a little too much about this movie, right?
You're so like marveled up. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Marveled up. Right? So this Dakota Johnson, she's been doing the press tour for all these movies.
Yep.
Have you seen them? And she, you can visibly see in the interviews that she hates this movie and she wants nothing to do with it, but she has to be there for contract reasons. She's literally there like, yeah, you know, da da da. She's making them so boring, she's giving them nothing because she knows she doesn't want to be part of this. Whoever said yes to this movie for her is should be fired, and it wouldn't surprise me if she watched the first draft and just fired him. Because it's that bad.
13% on the tomato meter for the audience. No, for the critics, and 55% for the audience.
If you're getting 55% audience score, you really fumbled it, man.
That's looking rough. I will watch.
What about Letterboxd? Should we see what Letterboxd has got?
I reckon it's got to be under two.
Because if you guys don't know, all three of us, me, Proddy, Chip, we've all got Letterboxd accounts. You can follow me. I'm Cal Filmsy. You know.
I reckon it's 1.9. A Mash Chip or Crimes?
Madam. Oh, it might not be on there yet.
Nah, it should be.
Oh, it is. Right, what do you reckon it is?
1.9.
1.9, what are you going with?
2.5.
1.6.
Whoa, that's fucking
That's low. Really bad.
Holy smokes, that is bad.
Yeah, that's...
Not to worry though, guys, because June 2 is out next week. So
yeah, I've already booked my tickets to go watch it in the cinema. I haven't done that for a movie in forever. That's how excited
I am. The premiere was just on. I saw Italian Bachelor's there.
Oh yeah, people have already
been to
it,
people have
right?
already seen it.
Amazing. I can't
You know what's crazy though? Why didn't they release June in June?
Because it's got nothing to do with
pathetic.
Them.
That's pathetic. That's such bad banter as well. That's actually pissed me off. What's the trick?
June in June.
Is that going to sell more tickets, Prod?
Might do.
You're a bad guy, you know, Proddy.
Some knackered banter. Get the notes June back up. Let's talk about
Wait,
something.
I'm quickly getting these...
You're buying his tickets to go see June 2 in February.
Yeah.
March,
yeah. Make sure you get on that IMAX wave, Prod.
Eh?
IMAX.
Nah, I'm actually not for me, June. Did you see this one?
It's not for you. The movie's not for you.
Wait, hold on. This Sydney Sweeney. Oh my God. Nah, that is shocking.
That's the best scene ever. You guys won't know about it because you don't know about the boys because you don't watch it.
What, where he's sucking on milk?
It's one of the best TV shows.
There's a picture to the audio listeners. There's a picture of Sydney Sweeney and then it's Homelander from the boys like tonguing a milk bottle.
Yeah, because he's a milkman, isn't it?
Is that, what does that mean? What, does he like women with big breasts?
White girls.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what it's called? If you like women, white women with big breasts.
I think so, yeah.
Then you're called a milkman.
I don't know if it's anything to do with big breasts, but I know it's a milkman.
Milkman.
Oh, nah, you love them snow bunnies.
Oh, yeah. Nah, so that's if a girl is a snow bunny if she likes black guys, if a white girl likes black guys, right?
I don't know.
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here pretend I know Nish.
Yeah, bro knows all the categories. He got that shit bookmarked. What else we got? What else has been happening in the world? Anything exciting, Bruce? The Apple Vision Pro. Let me tell you.
I saw Zuckerberg cook it.
Oh, he put that thing in a spliff.
Yeah, he actually did a good job as well. That video was a good video.
Yeah, but did you see him at the UFC, though? Bro's not a real human being.
You lot are actually so stupid. Let me talk to you lot about it. I see
Don't say you lot because I'm not a
Are you on my team? Well, the way I'm about to start frying prod now.
100%. Get his receding ass.
Us PAYEs can cook him.
No. I'm sorry. Listen up, right? Dad, you're talking about a guy that is in his 30s, right? He was one of the richest guys in the world for ages. Of course, he's not going to be fucking normal. Right, look at him.
That's true.
He has built fucking Facebook and he owns Instagram. He runs this shit and he's in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, if he walked out and he was just talking like a normal guy, cracking good jokes, banter, I would be there like, you did not create
fucking
that.
Bars. PAYE. Mm.
Yeah, so of course he's not going to be normal. Yeah, he was a bit awkward there. Fuck it. Shout out Mark Zuckerberg. And look, if you bring a podcast to Facebook, shout out.
You watched the movie Social Network.
The glazing was crazy there.
I'm serious. I'm tired of the Zuck slander.
But this is going to get him on the pod, though.
Yeah, Zuck, come on the podcast, man. I want to talk to you about how great you are.
Daddy.
So what did he say about the Vision Pro then?
No, he just cooked it. What he said is pretty much that the Meta Quest can do everything that the Vision Pro can do for like a fraction of the price.
Yeah. He said,
and that's what a lot of people are saying.
The Vision Pro had better resolution, but they had to make a lot of compromises to get there. And that was a surprising amount of compromises, he said.
Yes. So, yeah, the Vision Pro stuff. I mean, look, everybody's jumped on a wave. I saw Simon did a video. Ryan Tran did a video. MKBHD has made it his personality. Like, it is, it's intense. There's a lot of Vision Pro propaganda. I'm kind of here for it. But let me tell you guys, I don't know why you lot are buying Gen 1.
I wonder,
impressed,
though.
Have you used it?
No, but I'd used like the Meta products before. And so when I saw all that shit they were doing, it's still similar to what I've already used.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh my God. But the other people had, like, I think a lot of people had never used anything from Meta before and were just mind blown by this thing. So I'm not going to get this, I don't think.
No, I'm going to wait because naturally as well, with Generation 1 editions of these things, they're just never going to be... There's going to be a lot of like kinks. They're going to try and figure out how people actually use this thing. There's a lot to be...
I'm glad that Apple did it and got it right though, because those are the guys that will really drive this motherfucker forward.
Yeah,
it looks clean. Right,
it looks cool.
Once they get it right, it's just the first one. Remember the first iPhone? Like,
yeah,
we're in for the long ride here. Like, it's a shame though, because we're going to be a little bit old... You know, like, do you know what I mean?
We're not
going to
grow up with it.
We're going to be like in our 40s, busy kids, all that stuff when it's like in its prime.
I get what you mean.
So maybe we'll be retired. You never know.
And we'll just be walking around with these things. It's so funny watching the people walk around with these things in the street. It just doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. Talking of getting old, do you reckon you'll be video game dads?
100%.
Yeah, man, let me talk to you about a new video game that has popped up and it's everywhere right now. The hottest game out right now. Do you know what it is?
Resident Evil 6.
No, that's a bit old. It is Helldivers. Is it Helldivers or Helljumpers? I've absolutely
forgotten the name. What is it?
Helldivers.
I've just butchered the name. It's one of them two. I got it right. But it's Helldivers 2.
Right, and so why are people gassing it?
I think. Essentially, it just is like a co-op game, and I've not played it yet, so I can't really talk about it too much. I've watched a lot of gameplay videos though, and it looks fucking really fun, but I think it's like a community driven thing, so all the players in the world are working towards unlocking like the next future levels.
That's pretty cool.
So like there's this kind of meme TikTok-y thing going around at the moment. It's only on PlayStation and I think PC, and they're all the PlayStation players are like asking for it to be released on Xbox so they can all unite together.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Which is like something you normally never see.
Yeah. And so what is the closest game that you see to it? Is it a third person shooter? Is it first person?
It's kind of like back in... It's third person. And I think people are comparing it to stuff like... You ever played Left 4 Dead? Lost Planet?
Yeah.
Stuff like that from back in the day. Apparently it's really good. And it's also... I don't know the price in pounds, but I think... In the US, it's $40.
Okay.
So maybe it's like a £30 game, I think. How much is it probably in pounds? Can you check?
£30.
£30, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, my bad. £30 on PC.
That's pretty cheap, right?
Yeah. So, that's not a full price retail
PlayStation's
game.
£35.
So, like me and Bailey were like, yeah, we're going to get this. We're going to play it because it's a co-op game.
So you're going to do it?
You jump on the wave, man. You got a PS5. Let's play.
I don't really do stuff.
Come on, man. Because honestly, like, you must be getting tired going on.
I like to go home. You know what I do when I go home? The first thing I do, this is the exact same every day.
Yeah.
Walk in, turn my shoes off. I sit on the couch.
Yeah.
I don't do anything for like 5 minutes. I just sit there like...
5 minutes? Oh, I'll be on that wave for 30 minutes. I'll be like, see, Melina... Can I get a water, please?
Yeah. No, I'll be throwing out some requests.
I'll be like, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
What's going on? Like, I'll get the TV remote.
And then you know what she does? She spits at me and says, sort your own shit out, you sack of shit. But yeah, all right, cool.
Let me tell you the play.
What's the play?
You ain't got the right play. Every day I come to work, there has been a mad problem that I've had to solve.
Right.
Like, normally I've come home and I've saved the company. That'll be days I'll come home and be like, damn, some fucking shit kicked off today. Finances were all over the place.
You're just coming up with some crazy stuff every time.
Nah, because it's real in my head.
Yeah.
I just exaggerated it. You know, might have spotted one spelling mistake on a brief and I've gone, damn, nearly got sent out to investors, could have run us under.
I like that. That's a good way of doing it.
She goes, oh, baby, like, oh, you're so good at that shit. Yeah. I'm like, thank you. Like, what's a dinner? So she knows I hustled and bustled my way through the day. But really, I was on Reddit looking at memes.
You know what? That's genius. That was like, did Andrew Tate say it on our podcast with him? Or
he said, we are all not working hard.
No.
Doing 10 pods a day.
He said do 10 pods a day. Yeah. That was funny. Now, what he said was, what you need to do is
he was memeing us and we bit onto that.
Yeah. No, but do you remember the bit where he said like... Here's it like, so this is what you want to do. You go out and you get all the money that you earned that day, whatever, you withdraw it at the bank, right? And then you come home, but you come home at like 1 a.m. or like midnight, and then you take the cash and you just put it on the table. You say, that's for you, sweetheart, like that. but never tell her what you do. And
yes.
let's say like you're just working in finance in Canary Wharf. Never tell her what you do. Just go to the cash point, take out cash, and come home, drop it on the thing, and say, "Treat yourself.
take care of yourself, love."
Yeah. I saw that on TikTok. Someone was saying,
I don't know if it was our podcast. He said that, or he
did. I think he did say it on ours.
Right.
But I saw someone on TikTok. They were basically saying like there's a common like meme and like trend that people don't know what their brothers do for work. Like, and then some girl was saying, "I couldn't tell you what my brother does for work." Do you know what your siblings do for a job?
I actually don't know what my sister... I know, like, roughly.
Because
I know, like, the industry she works in, but I couldn't tell you
really?
what she... Like, when she gets into work and she clocks in.
Yeah.
God forbid.
So jobs.
Clocks in. I pray for every night, by the way.
Stuck in the rat race.
Hey.
Hey, no, if everyone could just hold a prayer for her right now.
A lot of our viewers are clocking in. Just cooked the whole audience.
Yeah, no, but that was a prayer for everybody.
Yeah.
Proddy included.
Now, man. You know what? I call them 9-to-5ers. Live for the weekend.
See, that's the beauty of you, Prod. You're not actually a 9-to-5er.
No, I'm a 10-to-6er.
10-to-6er. And that's why he's ahead of the game. Always 1 hour ahead of the game.
Literally.
Everyone going to get out.
We're all going to make it out, man. Speaking of making out the hood, somebody that's going back into the hood. Wayne Rooney wants to fight on Misfits.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the video of him doing a little boxing thing in his kitchen?
No, but I've seen the thing of him getting dressed after porking someone's grandma.
You have seen that.
That is like a thing. Like Wayne Rooney likes to shag like really old women.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how we got back onto that point, by the way.
Well, I'd actually be excited to watch him on Misfits, though.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the video about him porking a grandma.
But surely, like, he just...
I think he can box. I saw a clip of Eddie Hearn saying that Wayne Rooney beats Jake Paul.
Wayne Rooney could have been a pro boxer when he was younger, but he chose football instead.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, maybe he got a little natural ability.
Yeah. He faced the crossroads and he had to choose one.
Okay, so hear me out. So True Geordie's done a video. He said he's known about this for weeks. I'm going to put my hands up in the air. Me too. But I'd heard about this. Yeah, we'd heard about this. Now, we won't say exactly who the rumored opponent was because I tried to get some verification off of somebody and they said they're not actually sure. It's one big maybe at the moment, right? So this is not a confirmed thing. It's just, I think, a name that's flown around a few times.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because let me tell you, boy, I would love to watch Wayne Rooney.
That would be unbelievable.
Do it at Old Trafford.
Yeah, cold.
Do you reckon Old Trafford are hosting that?
No,
event?
I don't think they do.
I don't think so. But it will. Yeah, that would.
It could be Manchester, like Manchester Arena or something like that. Or
yeah, I tell you what, that would Wayne Rooney. Who are his possible opponents? So we obviously have JJ as a possible opponent. I'll be honest with you, I just don't think Wayne Rooney and JJ fight. I'll be honest with you, I don't see that happening. I think.
Well, look, Jake Paul gets to fight retired sportsman.
Yeah. I just don't see JJ doing it. I think it'd be a big money fight. I think it'd be fun. Yeah, it would be fun. And I would like to see it. I just don't know if JJ...
I would love to see that, actually. JJ versus Wayne Rooney. It's so odd and so strange that I'm here for it.
Wayne Rooney versus Swabs?
Yeah.
That's just like a mad crossover. Like,
nobody wants to
any
watch that.
Whoever the opponent is, it's just mad anyway.
Who's the rumored opponent then?
Well, no, the rumored opponent is JJ.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is we can list off some names of people that we reckon fight. I mean, I remember when Mams was saying that HS Tiki Toki was supposed to fight on a Misfits card. Is this not going to happen now? Is he going to fight?
Yeah,
maybe him versus Wayne Rooney would be good.
What happened to that? Because I swear it was...
Because he posted...
He got moved off the one that Ed Matthews was on, right?
Yeah.
And it was meant, and then he got moved to like later in the year or something along those lines.
So are we saying Wayne Rooney's a cruiserweight? I imagine so.
Yes.
Because that's like my weight.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know
a lot of the people in that list, you know.
Mist. Like, how's Mist got there?
Mist is in the Mist
rapper.
No. Is that not TSM? Is that not the streamer?
That's Myth.
Myth, oh fuck.
Yeah, no, that is Myst, as in Myst the rapper.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with a lot of the people there. I know Jake Paul, Sensei, KSI, and I've seen DK Money as well.
Ashley Kane.
Yeah.
No,
he's got the big beard.
Yeah.
Maybe I recognize the face.
Light heavyweight footman who Wayne Rooney versus Salt Puppy. That I'd watch.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Why that fight though?
Because I just love watching Salt Puppy fight.
Winderson Nunes could work.
Wayne Rooney versus Slim.
What an awful shout, Prod, man. Takes on this fucking pod. We need to take your mic
Whoever
away.
Wayne Rooney is just fighting is going to be
verification for podcast.
You're fucking
mics.
Idiot. But of course it's going to be. Whoever Wayne Rooney fights will be a good fight.
So out of everyone on here, let's get him up.
No, let's get him against Luke Worley.
Give him a fight that he's probably likely to win.
We don't even know Winderson Nunes. There's no connection for like.
You're
the
disrespecting
fans.
The Brazilian.
I actually feel that. On Prod's name, I feel that.
But what I'm trying to say is we don't
scroll
know
down. Let me see.
He ain't on. If we've got an English legendary footballer.
Stop crying, bro. Get on with it.
Bro's getting mad because we got a Rooney thing here. He's getting passionate right now.
I got Rooney up on my fucking wall right there. See that? I'm sick of
I've never seen you get out.
Just lighten up.
You're lighting up, man. Thierry Henry clears it, bro.
Never giving anyone a podcast mic.
Bro, Suarez fucking put him in a spliff, man. Relax. Right, who we got? Deji. You know what? By the way, you shouldn't even laugh at Deji fighting. Deji fought Floyd Mayweather. I don't want to hear nothing.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's
Deji
crazy.
Isn't Deji's an awful going. Shout as well.
An awful shout?
He's not an awful shout.
Oh, no, he's a good shout. I would like to see it.
Nah, because I feel like Deji, look, he had his Floyd Mayweather moment, you know. We need someone else in there now.
Who to step up?
Jeremy Parch. Who's Jeremy Parch?
Jeremy who?
Parch.
No, I've just got a name called Jurassic Park.
No, there's not a fella named Jurassic Park on
Jeremy
here.
No, it's called Jeremy Parch. Nah, I'm being rude. Pull him up.
Jeremy Parkinson.
Oh, he's fucking wham to be.
Oh,
fair.
Why did we start beef with this guy? Get him chin.
Nah, but it does. If he's got muscles, doesn't mean he's about it.
Nah, but come on, mate.
Chip,
you've
started something. Look.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yo, Jeremy Park, man.
Let me tell you something about Jeremy Park. That's my favorite influencer.
Let me tell you.
Jeremy Park's got tech, you know.
Nah, let me say something about Jeremy Park. Follow this guy up on the gram. He's the best.
Let me tell you something, guys. Once you hit him up on the ground, make sure you check the link in his bio. His courses are crazy.
100%. That's jpark_fit and the gram. Shout out to my boy, Maya Broski.
Everyone go drop a comment saying the fellas love you.
Let me tell you something about this guy's work ethic. He's up at 5 a.m. You still in bed. Shout out to my boy, jpark.
All right. So Wayne Rooney, jpark, that's the fight to make. All right. Let's talk.
I just twerk for another man so bad.
Bro was bent over, the spread second, them
the
cheeks
second
and
I,
let him...
I called him Jurassic Park. The second I saw his body, I fucking collapsed.
Right, we got some shot attacks for you lot. All right, here we go.
Buddy had one bang TikTok of these guys. He brings it back every...
Oh my God, these are going to go nuts. If you haven't seen this before, then what we do is we read out texts that drug dealers have sent people. And you guys seem to like it, so...
I think I would have been a great drug dealer, man. I would have been texting like mad shit, you know. Like,
you got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
There's still time.
All right, here we go. These are supposedly Tom Garrett's leaked text messages with a drug dealer. It says, do tick till 21st. Give me something to hold. Me bank card, love. Don't know. Promise, love. Honest. Little hand job and call it 25th. Deal. Got friends over. We'll go in the front room. Has this guy just given him?
It's got to be Northern because he's just cutting off the word. We'll go in front room.
We'll go in front room.
Nah, but that
sounds like Randolph. He could be chatting to Randolph there for all we know.
Fair play, though. Little deal, eh?
What would you do for a gram of cocaine? What's the furthest you would go?
I don't know, man. That's a good deal, in my opinion.
I think a hand job for a gram is pretty good.
Yeah, but it's hand job for tick, you know. She's still got to pay.
But when you say tick, though, what does that mean?
Isn't it just like...
A ticket?
You pay later, right?
Don't know. That's
like,
what
all,
needs
like,
you
it's
to...
It's on tickets, like... I think it's like kind of like a loan.
Yeah, we're not from... We need to ask Randall for a translation, I think. Anyways, right, let's go to the next one.
All right. Got one here. Hey, hon, could I order some Zans from you, please? Kiss, kiss. What's up? Sure. Which ones you looking for and how many? Also, just to say, can you not send exes My missus ain't a fan.
Alfred,
and then, wait, he put shush, sorry, I know you probs don't mean anything by it, but she got PPD. Fucking hell, she's gone crazy.
I'm sorry, yeah, but if a woman has a stronghold over a drug dealer like that, you know, the drug dealer's got to be a cuck.
Yeah, he's in a tough spot, to
my missus has BPD. You know what? That's very thoughtful of the drug dealer.
Yeah, it is thoughtful. Not his fault, really, either. Like, he can't control it.
You know what? One thing I'm not a fan of is people that send exes after every single message.
I used to do that when I was younger.
Yeah, some weird dons that
I used to do that when I was younger, and I would send 10 exes with every message.
No, but you want to know what's crazy? It's back in the day, and I remember this. I never did this, but I knew this was like an unwritten rule. Was there like, you'd be sending like two kisses, and then if someone put three...
You had to match that.
You had to match that. And if you did it mean that they didn't like you like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That was true.
Yep.
I forgot all about that, man. And then you just get up to like 10, 12 kisses and you're just like, damn, man, like, when does it end?
All right, here we go. We got another one. This one said, nearly finished, then en route. Replied with, you have a key? One about an hour ago. Didn't do now, though. I meant to get in the house, you freak.
Goes deep in the game. We all been there.
Hey, we been there.
Well, maybe you, but I'm clean as a fiddle. All right, this one's from Wayne.
From Wayne, I might be big.
All right, active.
Active.
To whoever handed me a fiver with a thumbprint of pure shit on it, what? Fucking wash your hands.
No way.
No, the way he's had to send that out is like a big group message as well.
That is grim, man.
He's fucked. Well, he must have gone and smelt it and gone, ah, oh, shit, that.
This one's so good.
All right, here we go. Let me get the next one up. All right, here we go. Text from Speed.
Saved contact Speed.
Walking now, just going to get cash out, B20. Calm, B. Whereabouts on Etsby? Arches, B. Sweet, we are here, kiss. On way, B. Calm, B. Yeah, kiss. Your bang. Calm, B. Swear God, huge Chevy. Say no.
No.
Come here, quick. My Uber is here.
Fucking hell. I swear I've got a huge semi.
How can you, say that?
That's shameless.
Oh,
that is
my
shameless.
God. All right, here we go. Amazon Prime. Drivers wanted. Looking for a driver for deliveries to tour the HA postcode. Type of clientele you'll be delivering to. 9-to-5s, mums, dads, aunties, and uncles. £12.50 per hour.
That's decent, that.
Flexible hours. PM me if you're interested or know of anyone that is. Any further questions, shout me.
How have they stuck on a fucking job description saying flexible hours? Yeah, no shit. Try 2 a.m.
Just wondering if you're about for gram, I guess.
Hello.
Not around now. Apologies. No worries, hon. Wrap me up in leather. Ain't a fan of this weather, but regardless of the rain, I'll move light like a feather. A line on my yay will make you do the Macarena, B.
I mean, like, I've lost the plot.
That last bit didn't even cook.
It didn't cook at all. Like a feather and Macarena. Don't even lie.
Nah, this reminds me of the time I was in Soho House. And this guy came up to me and said, are you a YouTuber? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I'll rap for you right now. And he got his mate to play a beat on his phone, started rapping at the bar.
No,
yeah, it was just crazy. It was so mad.
It's never good as well. Like, those moments is never, no one has, you've ever gone, wow, that was actually classic.
No, I was gassing up like, damn, you gotta drop music, man. He's like, yeah, get on my Instagram. I'm already dropping music once a week, you know. But
right.
It's just funny.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, that was the last one.
All right. That's pretty good. Guys, look, we're going to wrap it up there. Guys, thank you very much for watching. If you haven't already, subscribe to this YouTube channel. We've come up with what the forfeit is. Chip, you weren't here.
What, forfeit for what?
So this year we set Proddy the task. So you got to get the fellas to 1 million subscribers by the end of the year.
Yep.
Now that's quite a bit. What is it, like 350k subs?
Yeah, we're on 648.
So we got about 350k subs to go, okay? There is a brand new thing that we've introduced. If you guys can get us to 1 million subscribers, Proddy is going to be sat in Y-fronts for an entire episode, lathered in lubricant from top to bottom, like shiny.
Like baby.
Right? He's going to be sat right here.
Nah, he's not over there.
No. He's sat right here. He's not allowed to say a word. He just has to sit there quiet for the entire episode, lathered top to bottom. Dogs have to be hanging onto the edge like this, right? Like that. The whole episode.
Where did you come up with that? Why would you come up with that?
Because that's just what's needed.
Someone said on the live, can they cover me in oil?
And so I said, yes, if you get us to 1 million subscribers.
Damn. I'm actually excited for that.
Can I just actually quickly, on the topic of forfeits, do you boys remember during the...
No, I don't remember that.
No, do you remember? During season one, you said if you ever got that Spotify deal...
No, I don't remember that.
Spotify deal that got dropped.
Yeah, but you would get a fella's tattoo.
Sorry.
Yeah, but in the T's and C's, it said it had to last 3 years. Don't think it did.
Did you have T's and C's for that?
Yeah, if you read you didn't read the fine print. Guys, thank you very much for watching. We will catch you all on the next episode. Like I said, make sure you subscribe. Get this to 1 million subscribers. I might even just get a bollock out as well. Why not? Chip said he's going to do a charity stream where everybody could shave a bit of his arsehole as well. Yeah. That'd be great. We'll see you guys all on the next episode. Subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer. By the way, if you do actually watch Deezer, please let me know. I've never met anybody that does.
D-Live.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget to double tap.
See you guys next up. Bye.